there are people that are doing life cycle cost analysis, health hazard analysis, so we're trying to learn. We're trying to take the good practices that are already out there and learn from them. The second thing we did is we did a worldwide benchmarking study on all of the systems that are in use for measuring sustainability and for the methodologies used for life cycle assessment. We finished that. The next stage is how do we adapt this to the acquisition process? And that's what we're wrestling with right now. One of the things we're looking at is where are the reasonable places within the acquisition process to do such analysis? Can we do it in what's called the analysis of alternative phase? That's a very early phase in the acquisition process when you're looking conceptually at how to meet a capability. Are there some things we can do to look at sustainability in those phases? Certainly when you get into the pre-design and the design phases, we know there are trade-offs that can be made.
Obviously, that benchmarking study, you looked at something like 61 different methodologies. How are you going to cull through those and decide which one really or which few apply best to DoD?
Well, what we tried to do is we tried to overlay that on our goal and the DoD acquisition process, and then filter out ones where we said, well, this really doesn't look like it would apply or be very helpful to the acquisition process. And we're ending up with a small group that we want to take a closer look at.
Now, one of them you mentioned was the ISO 14040 series, but also you're going to look at the executive order from the president, and all of that's going to end up in a DoD standard. Is there a time frame in terms of when that could happen? Are we talking about 6 months, another year, or even 5 years?
If you look at what we have to do now, we're in the learning phase right now. We're trying to gather all the information and all the good practices that are out there. My guess is this will probably be about a 2-year period to finally get to an end product. And the end product, I would hope, would be a military standard for how to do life cycle assessment in the acquisition.
You also talked about a potential pilot with a submarine class. Can you talk a little bit about what maybe that pilot will entail and how far off is that pilot?
Well, we're just in the talking stages of that. What we want to do, obviously, is we don't want to recreate the wheel, so to speak. We want to ground this in reality. What we'd like to do is we'd like to work with an acquisition system that's currently in the works, a system that's currently being acquired and developed, and work through our process with them and see what we can learn. And one of the possibilities is working with a new submarine class that's being built. But those are very, very early conversations yet, and we haven't decided on that.
And really, that's what you're getting to the end goal, a methodology for analyzing the life cycle. Is that right?
That's correct.
And this methodology is something that's not going to tell people what to do per se, but let them apply it and then have them make decisions during the development acquisition requirements even.
That's exactly right. It's a framework. In other words, it's the how. Here's how you go about analyzing life cycle impacts and some examples of life cycle costs that should be included. And then it can be applied to any system, any component. It can be applied anywhere if we do it right. Now, the challenge is to make this generic enough and also to adapt it to the DoD's unique acquisition process.
What's your end goal? What are you looking to do?
Well, the real vision for this is to make sure that all the people in the acquisition business, and when I say all the people, that's developers, our prime contractors, our project managers, do analysis up front and make very informed decisions on chemicals and material choices, the kinds of energy sources that they're going to use, et cetera. And the bottom line is that will lead to a much more sustainable system and, we think, lower total cost of ownership over the entire life cycle. And oftentimes, people are focused on the initial cost of the item and not looking as much as they should at the total life cycle cost, the total cost of ownership, all the way through sustainment, through disposal. And in fact, many of our systems, like an aircraft system, it may last 30 years, and you're going to have to sustain it, overhaul it a number of times. So, for example, the choices of materials that you use can greatly affect that cost.
And what you're trying to do is basically say, do this analysis up front so you know each step of the way where potential savings are or potential ways to make something part of the during the life cycle more sustainable.
That's exactly right. And if I could give you an example of that, it would be very good. There's a chemical that's a very, very powerful corrosion inhibitor. It's called hexavalent chromium. Hexavalent chromium also happens to be a powerful carcinogen. So if you decide to use that on a part in an aircraft, for example, one of the things we would like people to consider is, okay, well, what is the life cycle cost of using that chemical or material? For example, have you considered that you will potentially have to put people in personal protective gear? There might need to be medical monitoring of those people, air sampling, air handling requirements, hazardous waste disposal costs, et cetera, all the way down the line. All that needs to be considered. If it is considered properly, it's possible you might make a different choice in your chemical material.
I think that's a really interesting example, because a lot of times you only think about what's the upfront cost, which is, okay, how much does this chemical cost? What's it cost to put into the system or the aircraft carrier?
Exactly. Or you may think of only its performance and not consider what are the costs and the environmental and human health implications long term. So the bottom line is you really need to be doing some trade-off analysis early on. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to move that trade-off analysis back earlier in the system. In other words, we don't want to do it. You can't do those things after it's designed. It's too late, frankly. So you've got to do it when you're thinking conceptually about the kinds of systems you're going to have and in very early design process.
Are there any other agencies or any other even large businesses is already doing this that you guys can say we can copy from or at least pull some of their best practices from?
There are a number of great companies out there that do life cycle analysis, some of the chemical companies in particular, and a lot of the companies that produce consumer products do a very good job at this. And there's a number of systems that they use. I mean, one of the standard systems for doing life cycle assessment is called SEMA Pro, and that's a tool in the toolbox, so to speak. You know, that's not necessarily the overarching methodology, but we're looking at them all. And frankly, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to adopt and take some of the good pieces of each and put it together what makes sense for DOD.
Obviously, this is going to lead to two things. You mentioned them, lower cost of total ownership, but also more sustainable and more sustainment of systems. Talk about that lower total cost of ownership and how that meets basically Secretary Gates and efficiency initiatives.
The Secretary came out with a number of actions that he wants to do to try to reform the acquisition system. And one of the pieces of that is to drive down the total ownership costs of our systems. He's also focused on trying to bring affordability into the design process. And that was one of the key things that Secretary of Defense said, is that we want to have affordable designs. In other words, designs that stay affordable over the whole cycle of development through production. And in order to do that, you're going to have to do some hard analysis up front on what the costs are.